Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Hey, and good morning, Home Show Garden Pros. Chad Stevens sitting in.
Me?
Got the call. And yes, thank goodness, Anita Nelson is here in the house. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I listened to you on the way in.
Thanks. It was kind of scary. It didn't hit me until Danny had an emergency to go to, so I got the call, and didn't really hit me till like 1 a.m. I woke up going, "What am I going to do?" You know, because I haven't been talking on the radio for 5 years. I've been just doing like the commercials and things, you know.
So far you're doing great, and I love the advice you're giving, the things that you've learned just from listening to the show.
I think
people learn from that.
Exactly, and that's kind of like what I ended up thinking to myself. I'll just pass on what my wife and I do, and she's got this one plant called the Barren Plant, who she gave to a friend of hers, ours, that passed away like 10 years ago. But she got the plant that he had, and she just calls him, "Hey, we got to take care of Barron," you know.
Barron, B-A-R-O-N.
Yes, that was his name.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he's gone through the freeze,
uh-huh.
and those pop-up freezes that just all of a sudden, you don't even know they're going to happen. And then the leaves just went, you know. They went down, and we were like, "Oh, no, did we lose Barron?" You know, and we just cut him down, and he comes back. He just keeps coming back.
Good for Barron.
Barron keeps coming back.
But
anyway.
You know, Chad, I was going to say, there's something called the curse of knowledge, and that is something a professional like myself, if I can be so bold.
Of course you are.
To call myself a professional. When we explain things to people, we often leave out huge gaps of things that we know because we are suffering from what's called the curse of knowledge. It's just ingrained in us. So when someone like you comes on the show to talk, you'll talk about things that we leave out.
Oh, I
see. So I think you're doing a great job. And I'm really glad you're on.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. We've got a caller. How about
great.
That? Gary, welcome in to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. Got a couple of questions to ask you.
Lay them on us.
Brown patch hit me real, real hard late this fall. What can I do? Or in some spots, do I just need to dig it up and replant when it gets better? Or got any suggestions?
Yeah, brown patch hit me real hard this year, too, mostly because I neglected my lawn. But a year ago, it hit my neighbor. Had a big patch about 15 feet wide. And he was all ready to fungicide it, dig it up, and do all those things. And I said, "Can I use your lawn as a laboratory and experiment?" Which I did, and I did a whole video on it and everything. So what we did was we did the brown patch in the fall, and we also fertilized it with the MicroLife and left it alone through the winter. The patch shrunk by 50% by the time spring rolled around. And then later on in the summer, it completely disappeared. We came back with a second treatment in the spring of the brown patch. But, you know, listening to Joey and Chad earlier in the hour, obviously we want to wait until, you know, later on in
the freezes, any possibility of freezes.
Yeah, but it will go away by, I would guess, probably by June or July. It'll be gone, and the grass around it will fill it in, and it'll be stronger and less apt to get brown patch again. Also, we did also do the Nature's Way. We did a light sprinkling of the Nature's Way compost as well on my neighbor's lawn. But it's gone completely. It was gone last summer, and the lawn looks great. And he was able to sell his house, too, by the way.
Well, that's a good thing. I've actually, in parts of it, you can, my yard's still growing, and in parts of it, you can still see a little bit of green in parts of it that acts like maybe it wants to make a recovery. But in one area, it's in the kind of in the feature area right by my back porch and everything, you know, where we're really sitting in joy. So, but
you can always resod. You can always resod. Yeah, but I would always lay down that compost, a compost MicroLife, before I put sod down.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I wouldn't.
But I just wouldn't. I really wouldn't. My lawn's that bad, too. I'm kind of leaving it that way till spring.
Because the St. Augustine really is dormant right now.
It's tough stuff. Yeah. St. Augustine's pretty tough. I got the bags of compost all laying out there waiting.
You ready to go?
Ready to go. The sun's going to rot away the plastic.
The microlife on it, is that a good thing? But you
yes.
Put some more microlife on it.
You can't. You can put humates on it right now. It doesn't have any nitrogen in it, so it's not going to stimulate the lawn to grow like the other microlife products would do.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to turn green right now because St. Augustine's not really going to grow right now.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of, as soon as it starts to warm up, that's when you'll start to see the shoots of the green come through the brown part.
But if you feel that urge, you need to do something now, I would put down the Humates Plus, which is what I did with my lawn, too, already. But I'm waiting till spring to do the composting and all that.
And I found that if you cut the lawn, and you know where the green part is growing, if you just cut it to where it's all even, it doesn't look as bad.
Yep. Oh, and also, one other trick.
Humates Plus, I know y'all recommend it for clay soils.
Yes.
I'm further north.
Yeah.
There's clay underneath there, but my soils is sometimes very almost like silty.
Yeah.
And it really wants to pack down. Well, those microlife products, will they have that same effect as, you know, loosening it up and let water down on it? Because it almost packs down where the water runs off and it doesn't go down in the ground.
Compost more than anything, because it holds the water and it'll make the silt, those particles of silt, bind to the compost and make your soil firmer. But I had another thought while we were talking. I would also consider putting down some barricade weed. Weed emergent keeps the seeds from emerging in those bare spots. I would do that too, just to get ahead of the weeds. Oh my gosh, they're coming.
Yeah, the compost thing, and John Ferguson showed me different soils. He's been at some of the outdoor living shows, and he'll show you what when you put compost on in the clay, how it just breaks it up.
Yeah,
because the little micro organisms start crawling into the clay, and before you know it, the clay just breaks up, gives more room for the roots to go through. And
yeah, so that'll help the clay pan underneath of a silt. So it's all good. It's all good.
Anything else, Gary?
Question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Potato time. Have y'all ever heard anybody growing the potatoes in the tubs, the big tub, stuff like that?
I think I know Danny has a video on that on the Home Show Garden Pros website on how to do the potatoes in the tub.
You can go to Facebook.
I'm going
to
try that because, like I said, I'm like to grow potatoes, not weeds, and sometimes early spring it's a chore, you know, fighting those rows and everything like that to get to your potatoes. But and also, fire ants are terrible up here. I don't like to use a chemical, especially on my garden. They're coming in the spring, and especially when I plant my garden and everything and the root crops. Y'all got a safe treatment or something to combat those things?
Yeah, I use I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Go ahead.
I use granular molasses, which you can buy at a feed store, believe it or not, in 50-pound sacks because it's used as feed for cattle. But fire ants don't – insects hate molasses. So a good spread of this molasses all over your landscape, and they're not going to want to come in. It won't keep them out entirely because fire ants are really diligent little insects, but it will cut down on your population.
And they'll move to your neighbor's lawn.
Yeah, that's right. There isn't any molasses.
We just need to keep moving them out of the city.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank y'all very much.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Gary.
Get you on the tubs. Thank you.
Good.
Appreciate the call. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-833-3333. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here, and we'll talk more with her coming up on Sports Radio 610.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond. Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
And we invite you to call in. Home Show Garden Pros, 281-833-3333. It's our brand new number. If you have a cell phone, you just go to our website, and there's a button that comes down, and you just press on it, takes you right to your phone, and dials it for you.
Man, cool.
Chilling.
I can actually remember that number.
I know. It's pretty simple.
Yes.
Kind of worked out easy for us. And on the Facebook page, I don't know if you saw this, Anita, that we have a Test Your Garden Skills quiz.
Ooh, I did not see that.
And our webmasters upstairs has said, have people go there. Let's see if they're as smart as a garden pro. So I took the test. And I got 4 out of 7.
4 out of 7. And well, better than 50%.
I did what I learned. Has got me through college is I guessed on a lot of them. I'm a professional guesser is what it is. But I'm sure there's some flowers or plants on there. You know, when you hear them, you know what it is. But when you see them written down, you go, what is that? You know, because it doesn't sound like it looks. So take the quiz just to see for fun.
Okay.
And then while you're at it, you go to our YouTube page, and you are all over it, by the way. All your videos are on there that you've done with us. Garden Tip Playlist. If you just want to watch something and get some information, like real quick, minute and a half videos, 145 of them. Just let it play.
Yeah, wow.
It's on the YouTube page. And then, of course, follow it or like it or whatever it is, and you get a notice when we go live and stuff, so it's kind of cool. So over at Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, Water Garden's a key thing. I've been in your place a number of times. It's just it's like walking through like an enchanted, not enchanted forest, because that's Joey's place, but it's just you can just walk around all day and look at the fish. And while I was thinking about looking at fish, if you have a water garden or a pond with koi in it, and is there anything you got to do with this cold weather?
No, not a thing. In fact, during our horrible freeze last year, nobody lost any fish because koi and goldfish are native to, well, I don't know about goldfish, but I know that koi are native to the mountainous areas of Japan where it's real, real cold. They love the cold weather. There are fewer parasites, and they'll just go to the bottom of your pond. I mean, if a pond froze solid here in Houston, we've got way bigger problems to worry about.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So nobody lost their koi or their fish during the freeze.
So as long as you keep the water moving, probably it'd be cold.
You don't even need to do that. I mean, it could freeze over. There could be an inch of ice on there. And in a week, that ice will go away. But the fish, their heartbeat slows down to something like 4 beats an hour or something like that.
Wow.
Okay. Real slow. They're just in a state of kind of suspension or hibernation. They're not needing a lot of oxygen. They don't need any food. They're just down there waiting it out.
And saves you money on feeding them, too, I guess.
I mean, for sure. You know, you don't get that fun. People love feeding their fish.
They do, yeah. And you can do that if you go out to Nelson. You just have handfuls of stuff.
Yeah, people love to come out and feed their fish. Grandparents in particular who watch their grandchildren. We're on the hit parade of things for grandparents to do.
There you go.
So we see some grandparents on a regular basis because they got to get the kids out of the house. They got to do something that doesn't cost a whole lot of money, and they come to our store and feed the fish, and it's something. Now we have grandchildren who have grown older, and they come back just to remember those happy times with their grandparents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've been there for quite a while.
Yeah, going on 27 years now, I believe.
Man. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden in Katy, Texas. Check them out. Now, if you have a fountain, I'm going to talk about things that, of course, you're really good at.
Yes.
And we have a fountain out here. And always worrying about the freeze, for one.
Uh-huh.
And I know if you keep that going, it's probably going to be all right, unless it's like the heart freeze we had, which everybody talks about the heart freeze. It's not going to happen again. They say,
but then there are people, it's going to happen
again. It's going to happen every year. Oh, no. So with the fountains, is there ever a time where you want to, like, turn it off and clean the whole thing and clean the under the rocks and do a whole flush out? Is that necessary?
I think it probably is. I've had people leave their disappearing fountains alone for 7 years.
Ooh.
Nothing happened. Because, you know, the water's covered.
Right.
There's no open water, and water is sticky. Anything that comes to water stays in water. You know, leaves, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no debris getting down into the reservoir that's hidden underneath. But having said that, what happens in a disappearing fountain, though, is especially in the summertime, we have evaporation, and you'll need to fill your fountain at least once a week. So water evaporates out, but it leaves behind all the minerals and all
right.
that stuff that's in our water. And the water becomes more and more and more mineralized. So I do flush out my fountain about once a month. I just run the water for about, I don't know, an hour or so. And it's okay to do because it flows out into the lawn. It doesn't cause any problems.
Sure.
Just to flush out some of those minerals that have built up in.
Do you let it overflow on the rock basin part?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, it's really not, doesn't take a lot of maintenance.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I've found maybe is you want to put some algae
mm-hmm.
on there because
yeah.
you get the green growing on the side right. of it after a while. But
I don't even do that. I just scrub it off. It's part of my
daily chore.
Well, I go out there and I hang out with my dog. So what else am I going to do while they're running around? So I scrub the fountain and
okay.
I weed and prune and all that stuff.
All right.
But I have a question for you. During the freeze, do you remember what happened to this fountain out front here in front of the studio?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
We just kept it going.
Kept it going.
Yeah. Well. No, I take that back. We did let it drain out
okay.
into
yeah.
the bottom basin. We turned
uh-huh.
it off,
mm-hmm.
and the top part, be mindful that the entire vase doesn't have water in it. It's just
right.
the top part.
Yes.
So some people think, wow, there's a lot of water in it, but it's just the top part that has mm-hmm. the water, and there's a pipe that goes to the middle.
Yeah.
So we let the water drain out of the mm-hmm. pipe back into the bottom basin.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. We
yeah.
just started it back up.
That most of our clientele, the same thing. For those who had the fountains that have the water inside of the pot, we had them pull the standpipe out. But we've had freezes previous to last year's nasty freeze where we didn't pull out that standpipe. And it was so cool looking, the ice formations.
No doubt.
And the pots still didn't break.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Always the biggest worry.
It's amazing. But
yep.
yeah, I'd always pull the standpipe out in a hard freeze for sure.
All right, 281-833-3333. Got a question for Anita. Be sure to give us a call. Chad sitting in and here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Phone number 281-833-3333. Yeah, Hall & Oates. Man eater. That's the old days of radio for me. I got to be honest, this is the first talk show I've ever done. Talk show.
Really?
Yeah, usually uh-huh. it's, you know, talking up records or
yeah.
MP3s or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie goes, I can't talk. I can't do the show. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I went, what? What do you mean? You want me to do it? Oh, my goodness. Because usually I'm sitting in that chair.
Yes,
where
you
Jared
are.
Is or where Will is over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
monitoring
know,
us.
Monitoring us. Spying on the cameras. Everybody's there. Okay, great. Okay, mm-hmm. I can go play tennis now. But
yes.
Anyway, if you have a call for Anita, a question rather, 281-833-3333. Go to our website on our phone, on your phone, and you can get it dialed up that way. You can listen to us on your phone, which is what I do a lot of.
I do too.
You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to our continuous radio station that we have, where you can just press it and let it go, and you hear last week's show and this past week's show mm-hmm. continuously rolling in case you miss it. You can have it on your phone. You can have it on your iTunes. If you have podcasts, you can just say, yeah, I want to be a part of that, and it just comes up on your phone.
I've never tried that.
Yeah, and it's amazing how uh-huh. these podcast things work now. You don't have to miss anything.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I have my sister up in Michigan. She has greenhouses.
Yes.
And she does a lot of succulent things.
Yes.
And she even listens. And I went, wow, cool. She goes, yeah. Yeah, Yeah, you all can grow a lot of things down in Texas that we can't up here.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
they can grow things we can't grow.
Absolutely, and they do a really great job. And it's not a commercial for Dutch growers by any means.
Uh-huh. She's not a commercial grower. She is. Oh, she has succulents.
Yeah, succulents, and she takes care of you know, all the garden people around Zeeland, Michigan, up there.
Yes,
but they do a lot of hops. Which,
oh yes,
that's a fascinating part of growing and gardening, and not too many people that I've heard call you guys.
We had a caller about 2 years ago about hops.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law, both my sister and he are horticulturists. I mean, they went to Michigan State University for this. Uh-huh. So, but they do the crossbreeding thing. They take this hop from Germany, and they take this hop from wherever, and they mix it together, and they get some other kind of brew.
Fascinating.
I know. I go, wow, that's great. And they have it all little packets, and they have these growers come by, and they test them and sample them. And I go, that's way more than my brain can handle, and especially since I'm not really a beer drinker. But for beer drinkers out there, man. Yeah. That's a fun thing to get into. I could just see.
Chad, you made me think of something. We had a caller earlier who was talking about putting Mondo grass.
Yes.
And you said succulents. And while I was driving in, I was listening to it, and I thought, you know, another option is the Mexican sedum, because it'll tolerate the heat.
Mexican sedum.
But then it may not look so great in the wintertime. So.
Oh, okay, Robert. So if you're listening,
Robert,
you might want to look at that, too.
But that's a pretty tough succulent that grows down here, comes back in every...
Just comes back.
Yeah, it just comes back, but it's not evergreen, so...
All right.
Yeah.
So Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we talked about fountains, we talked about fish. Now, the plants in there, I saw a video you're talking about. Again, we're worried about the freeze if you have any kind of water features at your house or if thinking about one. And wondering, well, you know, freeze, I got to worry about plants inside my water. I saw there's some leaves that can withstand it, some not so good.
Yeah, that's true. Most of the aquatics will go dormant, just like land plants do. And they're protected by the water. If water doesn't freeze, it's not freezing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds logical, but a lot of people worry that the freezing weather affects their aquatics. It can't. They're blanketed by the water. But there are some of our aquatics that will remain evergreen right through the winter. There's a plant called water hawthorn. It comes from South Africa, and it'll bloom under ice. I've seen it blooming in Kansas under ice. And it's a floating leaf plant like a water lily is. And then there's some bog plants that are evergreen as well. So you can keep your garden looking green. Here in Houston, if you're clever, you can make your garden look pretty green right through the wintertime.
Your water garden.
Any garden.
Oh, any
you know,
garden,
there are all kinds. There's so many annuals that we can grow, winter annuals, and then your water garden. And so you can keep your garden looking pretty green, at least a small microclimate of it.
Yeah, the green part is the key because, you know, weeds are green. Dollar weed is green.
Yes.
And even though it's not grass because the St. Augustine is not growing, but if your dollar weed is green and you just keep it cut level, you have the greenest lawn in the neighborhood, really, when you think about it.
Nobody has to come close enough to see.
Hey, look at how green mine is. That's really what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, am I greener than the guy next to her?
Yes.
So anyway, if you have a question for Anita, give us a call, will you? Because, you know, I can't talk for another 30 minutes straight. I'm just me.
I'll bet you can.
Maybe
we'll come up with something. We'll get a caller in. Hey, callers, we need you.
281-833-3333. Pretty simple. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
I like the song.
You too.
Let it roll a little bit because, well, we can only go so long before we can't play too much music on this radio station. Sports Radio 610, Home Show Garden Pros. Chad's sitting in today, and first time on the radio for like 5 years, and it's just like riding a bike, I guess. Huh?
Yes, you've got right back on, and you're pedaling away.
Pedaling away. And when you're looking for something to take care of your plants, and you got, well, you might have snails crawling around and eating those leaves up, and you've got caterpillars that are crawling on your plants, and you've got... Well, you got caterpillars, and you've got the snails. Bad things.
Bad things.
Well, I want to say caterpillars are bad things unless they're going to be butterflies.
That's right.
You don't want to hurt them.
Mm-mm.
But the other ones are you got sod webworms, and they got caterpillars.
Yes.
And one of the products that we love talking about is, of course, from Monterey Lawn and Garden, and it's Sluggo. Now, it kills these snails and slugs. And Sluggo Plus, you can upgrade to that, does even a better job. And then there's this Spinosad.
Yes, I use Spinosad in my garden.
Oh, really?
Judicially. Did I say that word right?
I think so. Judge Judy, can we have a call? Judicially?
Yes. I'm careful because I only put it on what I don't want them to eat. Because, again, Spinosad will kill monarch butterfly caterpillars and
good
other...
Point.
But the butterflies we want to see, and moths as well. So, and most of the really bad caterpillars that really destroy things are moth caterpillars.
Right.
And moths are good insects in the garden. They do pollinate and all. But just keep them off of what you don't want them on and let them destroy what they want to destroy, like weeds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And they're easy to use. Mm-hmm. They come in a granular formula, and they stay effective after the rain or your sprinklers go off, too.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on in the evening to your veggies, your citrus, fruit, berries. And since snails and slugs, they do their damage overnight, that's when it works.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. Then there's this Monterey BT. It wipes out the... hungry caterpillars and damaging worms, too. So it's available as an easy RTU spray. And it's listed for organic use. Won't harm your pets or your family, too. Monterey has a boatload of products that you can check out on their website. Of course, MontereyLawnGarden.com. And we recommend it. All our Home Show Garden Pros recommend it. It's available at all our stores. And if you're looking for a specific product that can take care of a problem for you, what you want to do is go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com, find what it is that you're looking for, go to our Home Show Garden Pros, pick it up. And if they don't have it, you'll get it for them.
We will.
Simple as that.
That's right.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, our number is 281-833-3333. We have got Ray on the phone. Good morning, Ray. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have... You know, when that first cold that came in a couple of weeks ago, I got a patch in my raised garden that I have sweet potatoes and potatoes in the ground. And that's the only thing that browned out. I mean, it wasn't cold enough, so I didn't cover anything. The leaves have all browned out. Should I pull them up, cut the leaves back, or just let it go?
Danny's the big expert on sweet potatoes. But sweet potatoes are more tropical plants, so I'm not surprised that those leaves browned out. And I have sweet potatoes growing in my garden, but they're in a place where I don't go look very often. I'm going to go look when I get home. My thought is probably to, and I'm just guessing here, is I'd see if the sweet potatoes have made potatoes. How long ago did you plant them?
Oh, they've been in the ground several months.
And then I'd leave them alone, probably.
Yeah, that's what
yes.
And I don't grow sweet potatoes, but I think the knee-jerk reaction to just pull things out, I've never found that that's the way to go right away, is to give them another chance, you know? With a lot of plants, they look like they're dead or maybe in dormancy of some kind. And you just kind of want to wait it out, just give it a little time.
Yeah, as long as those roots are alive, they're good. And you know, you're making me think of the ornamental sweet potato vines, the marguerite and all that. Those came back for me after the freeze. So I'm sure that those roots are still fine. Still fine.
Well, when will the potatoes be mature? I mean, you know, how long do they stay in the ground before you start pulling up potatoes?
I don't know. I have to be honest. I have never harvested my sweet potatoes. I've just been letting them grow out there. And Danny would know. So you could go on the Ask a Pro button, because he's, even though he's not taking care of a family emergency, he monitors that website and he can answer your question for you.
Yeah, just go to our website, Ask a Pro. And,
yes, and he'll respond right away. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Well, if he's driving, he probably wouldn't do it, but when he stops, takes a break.
I don't think he's driving, because I did text him, and he texted me right back, so somebody else is driving, I think.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Does that help you out, Ray?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
Yes.
281-833-3333, the Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. And, you know, we've got all kinds of things on our website, our YouTube page, garden tips, best time to pick succulents, that kind of thing. So just go there and like the YouTube page and just kind of watch them, and you learn a lot from it. I kind of went through and did some homework on that yesterday to see what it is that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during this freeze time, you know, you got people still cutting grass. I'm one of them. Because you get your lawn still, with this warm weather, still has some shoots of the grass that's still growing.
Yeah, I need to cut my lawn.
It's January. Mm-hmm. We're still going, why do you got to cut the lawn again? Now, I got a month off.
It's the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's true. But I got a month off because, you know, when you have the lights on around the grass, decorate the house, I got a little, you know,
break.
Reprieve. Yeah, I was like, okay, the lawn looks bad, but hey, there's lights. Don't have to do anything. Yay! As soon as I took the lights down, I went, oh man, I got an edge and things like that. But it brings to mind a lawnmower care, because, you know, this is a good time, since you're not using it every week or twice a week, get that lawnmower all fixed up. The blades are one of the most important thing. Now, they'll say, you know, you got to change your oil, maybe clean it up, because you got grass clippings in the lawnmower bed, and maybe your wheels are like shaky.
And you can tell when those blades need to be sharpened.
Oh yeah,
because the blades ends of the grass will be shredded.
Oh yeah,
you
exactly.
Can tell. Yeah,
and you know, well, just tip it on the side, but not all the way on the side, because then the gas starts to come out of the tank and kind of starts to leak out. So don't do it over the lawn; do it on your driveway. Because if you tip it over on the lawn, you're going to kill your grass right where that gas leaks out. And by the way, do not put gas in your lawnmower on the lawn. Do it on the driveway. Some people, just wherever they're at, to do it, and then they spill a little, boom, then they have a big brown patch there.
Sounds like the voice of experience to me.
A long time ago, just passing that on to you. But if you tip your lawnmower over and look underneath, and you can look at the blade, and just you can see the direction that the blade goes around, and the part that's actually cutting the lawn, if it's rounded off, it's not good.
No.
It's supposed to be relatively sharp, maybe sharp enough to cut your finger.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, you know. And if it's dull, it's
shredding
hacking.
Those blades.
It's just
it doesn't look
them.
Good. And it also is not good for the grass. It's a good entryway for diseases, because the surface area for things to get in is multiplied 1,000-fold.
Oh, yeah. And so you don't want your grass to get any kind of disease either. 281-833-3333. And our phone lines are open. Oh, look at that. Susan is here. Susan, what can we do for you?
Good morning. Good morning, guys, and Happy New Year. I know it's kind of late for that.
It's okay. Never a bad time.
Yeah. Listen, I kind of had insomnia last night, so I slept in this morning, and I just caught the tail end of the conversation with the gentleman about the fire ants.
Yes.
And I was wanting to get your – I've used a product. I used to use that Ortho, that really stinky Ortho stuff that comes in the brown tub. But I started using a product called Come and – it's either Come and Get It or Come and Take It. I always get it confused with the Goliad flag thing. But I think it's Come and Get It, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It's spinosad?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that considered safe for around his veggies? Because I've used it in my yard. I don't have – so far I haven't had them in my vegetables. But
spinosad is safe to use. It's a disease is what it is that affects insects. It doesn't affect humans.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to throw that out because sometimes I've had to use it. It sometimes takes a while. It doesn't work as fast as the ortho stuff that I used to use, but it does eventually. I had one huge one in the yard, and it finally took it out totally. So
nice.
I just wanted to mention that.
Well, the one thing I want to mention about the mm-hmm. molasses is you're fertilizing at the same time too. So that's another good thing.
I was interested in that. I had never heard that before, so that was really helpful. So I'm going to try that. And that's the molasses, like the dry that you get, because I live out in Berkshire. So you get that at the feed store, right?
Yeah, I live in Berkshire too. I went to the feed store there. I had to order it, but they brought it in 50-pound bag, and there it was.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you just, is there any like amount, or you just kind of spread it as...
I just spread it around by hand, like for chickens.
Does it smell like the syrup? Like the
no, it actually is not sweet at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Susan.
Okay. You have time for one weird question?
Of mm-hmm. course.
I'm a procrastinator. I had this plant come up in my flower bed next to a crepe myrtle, and I thought, oh, I ought to pull that out. And of course, I walked off and left it alone. I came back a few days later, and I thought, I need to pull it out. And I looked, and there were three or four, this was before the freeze, what do you call them, swallowtail mm-hmm. butterfly things, you know, with the ones that look like they have the really big eyes. So I left it alone until they finished their mm-hmm. life cycle. I think it's a willow, and I know most people don't like willows, but I'm thinking about digging it up. I have about a half an acre. Can I put that in the ground somewhere and maybe just kind of keep it topped off just for the butterflies?
If you have a half acre, yeah, I would, because you can put it in a spot that isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And is there any, I mean, is it easy to dig up or is it hard? I haven't started on it.
I don't know what it is. You could send a picture into the show.
I think it's a willow. I mean, it's got those long, you know, long shaped leaves.
Does it make little tiny white flowers?
No, it doesn't have any. It doesn't have any flowers.
I don't think willow is a host plant to swallowtails, but it may be to another type of butterfly.
Oh, okay. Well, it was some kind because they made the mm-hmm. chrysalis and everything. So.
Now you know, long linear leaves are on milkweed. Are you familiar with what a milkweed looks like?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I have those.
So it's
and
not
this is
those.
Definitely more of a tree because mm-hmm. it's about I don't know 3-4 feet tall now, mm-hmm. and it's got more of a. You know, the
woody
the
stem
part of mm-hmm. it is more woody. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll dig it up and see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your show so much.
You bet. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've got Lee standing by. We'll get to you next here on Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com. Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Bruce Hornsby in the range. I love that song, too.
I do, too.
Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610. Chad Stevens, Anita Nelson here. And, let's do a quick call. Lee is standing by. Good morning, Lee.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing fine, Lee. What, you got a question for Anita?
Either one of you. Mm-hmm. We built a home 16 years ago, and I planted a mountain laurel, kind of like on the northwest side of the house. Well, that freeze last year got it. And it was supposed to be a shrub, but it ended up being like almost 7.5 feet tall.
Wow.
I had trimmed it into a very beautiful bush, which drew many butterflies and everything else. Well, I cut it down to the stump, and I left about maybe 6 inches out of the ground, and it came back off the roots. And I'm just wondering, do you, I need to pull it up and just let it go and try to replant it, period, because the deer out here are eating the little stumps coming up off it. I need to put a protective fence around it. make it come back if that's the case.
What we've done is we've let it grow. We've had a plant called Hamobeau hibiscus that has frozen down to the ground and come back numerous times and created a tree, just like your mountain laurel did. And that's just such a gorgeous, amazing, wonderful plant. The roots are well established. So I'd protect it from the deer and let it grow back into that beautiful tree you enjoyed so much. The ornamental type of tree, you know, it's a shrub tree. There are a lot of shrubs you can prune into trees like you did. So, yeah, I'd protect it from the deer and let it go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking to do, mm-hmm. too. I have tried to grow 3 scarlet bottle brushes out here, and they will not grow.
Where are
no
you?
No matter how I get to them. I'm in Brenham.
Okay.
I've got red clay, then mm-hmm. I've got white clay on top of that, which is the property here. And the white clay really in the summertime doesn't crack or split like the red clay or the black gumbo that's around this area. So,
yeah, you may be just a tad too far north for bottle brush. Have you seen any growing in your neighborhood? My son lives in Monteville, which is not too far away from you. Their bottle brushes came back from the freeze. So they may be able to grow in Brenham, and that way you're probably going to have to make a, as Danny calls it, a square hole to plant your bottle brush and use lots and lots of compost and fill in those corners when you plant it, and maybe you'll be successful.
Yeah, I've got like 5 fruit trees mm-hmm. that I have in barrels around my shop.
Yeah.
And what I've in the barrels, I've mixed half play sand and half compost, and they've done rather well. So is that a good idea, or should I take out, not use sand anymore?
I wouldn't use sand. There's a reason why they use sand and concrete. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, retain the moisture, but these barrels are plastic, so mm-hmm. they dry out.
Shale would be a better choice than sand. Sand
what
tends
was that again?
Shale. You can buy expanded shale at all of our nurseries, or probably at a nursery up there. But it doesn't tend to bind up and make concrete the way sand will do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to try the dried molasses, like you mm-hmm. said, because all of my fruit trees that are in the barrels have a wonderful ant nest down.
Are those wooden barrels?
No, they're plastic.
Oh,
barrels.
That's right. You said plastic. Because fire ants love decaying wood. They love it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, these are very thick plastic barrels for transporting hazardous chemicals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do they have proper drainage on the bottom? Do they have holes on the bottom?
Yeah, I've got two half-inch holes in the bottom.
Good, good. And have you lifted them up off the ground?
With fine screens so that nothing else comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And you've lifted them up off the ground? You know, they're sitting on bricks or something like that.
Yes, they're sitting on bricks. They're
Super.
Not directly on the ground, but the ants have built up under them, and they've come back up to the...
Those ants are little critters,
pesky,
I'm telling you.
Pesky, nasty things. Yeah. There's not a day I don't get bitten by a fire ant, practically.
Well, I just now noticed after 15 years, I have cutter ants here all
uh-huh.
of a sudden. One of them, one hill in here in the yard, and that dried molasses, will it really run off cutting ants? Because I've never seen anything actually kill those damn things.
I don't know, but my educated guess is yes, because molasses, just they insects hate it. So my educated guess.
Worth a try,
yes.
Anyway.
Worth a try, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Lee.
Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you for the call. 281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. putting the wow back in your yard.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. I think our customers come to Plants for All Seasons again and again because they have a good experience from the minute they walk in the door and see the selection to the load-up boy that loads them up with a smile on his face. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. Home Show Garden Pros, Chad Stevens, Anita Nelson is here with us. 281-833-3333. Give us a ring. We got time for maybe one or two more. Ben is holding. Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Yes, this is Dan from El Campo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. Okay. El Campo, my old hangout.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Chan. So remember, you here from KULP?
No, I was on the KIOX station, 97?
Yeah.
96.
Well, but I do have a comment about the sweet potato digging.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've raised sweet potato in the garden, and whenever before the frost or after the frost, the sweet potatoes can be dug and enjoyed with your Thanksgiving or Christmas, and we miss that, so they'll last through the winter.
Thank you so much.
Or they can plant them back, leave them in the ground, and they'll come back for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Dan, you're a scholar, man. Appreciate your time and giving us a call.
Enjoy the chance.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
All right. 281-833-3333. Man, there's people out there that could run their own gardening places, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yes.
They do it. Well, it's their life, mm-hmm. and they've tried different things, and they do what you guys do in their own gardens.
I learned so much just from listening to our customers that come in. I get ideas.
They've tried it.
I learn new idea. This is just the best. Gardeners are the best. We share our knowledge. We're not, and we share our plants too.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
So over at the Nelsons, what do you got going on? Anything cool?
It's
always neat to walk through.
January is one of our busiest months because we're getting ready for spring.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've got lots of pansies. Our cyclamens are on sale at 50% off. And, you know, the big thing I want to leave with everybody is don't let your patio look drab to the wintertime.
Yeah.
Plant those pots up with the pansies. They're not going to freeze. The cyclamens, the snapdragons, all of those winter annuals. So when you look outside, you see some flowers and it brightens up your spirits.
Now, the pansies are a rabbit's favorite, aren't they?
I don't know. If they're in a pot, they're not going to get to them.
Good point. But my mother-in-law plants them around and she has these rabbits come by and they just chomp away.
Well, I have dogs. My dogs keep things like that out of the garden.
Oh, good. Hey, maybe she needs a dog.
Yeah.
Great idea. Anyway, so Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, stop in there when you're in the Katy area and make a trip. It's, like you said, grandmothers take their families out there and take a look at the koi and the ponds. And and you got all kinds of fountains with water splashing and everything.
No garden should be without a fountain.
Oh, man, it's soothing medicine for your nerves when you're...
And blocks out the sound of traffic sometimes, too.
Good point.
Yes.
Anita, thank you so much for coming out here. Man, it's always good.
So fun.
Made us sound good, as usual. And if you want any more information, please take our quiz, Test Your Gardening Skills, on our Facebook page and see if you can, if you have what it takes to be a garden pro. And Tom Tynan is coming up here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.